The Adelaide Hills Tourism Board has elected a new chairperson. Martin Radcliffe is taking over from Helen Edwards following her 10-year tenure in the role. Martin's a marketing professional consultant and business owner. He joins me on the line now. Hi, Martin.
Hi, Jenny. How are you doing?
Yeah, really well, thanks. And congratulations on your appointment. What inspired you to apply for this role?
Oh, thank you. Well, I saw the role and immediately it caught my interest. It's a region I love and I've had a lot to do with over the years. I'm very, very involved in tourism, hospitality and those sectors of the industry at the moment. I know the operators up there. I know the people that work there. So I thought this is a perfect opportunity to combine what I do professionally with what I love, and I think I can help make a difference.
Oh, fabulous. So tell us a little bit about your background. You've been a general manager of a hotel. You've done quite a lot of consultancy work in marketing, is that right?
Yeah. Look, a bit way of looking at my background is twofold. One is in destination marketing. I had nearly 8 years representing the Adelaide Convention Bureau, where we promoted South Australia for conferences, events, incentive travel, things like that, where I worked across the government and industry and represented all of the different stakeholders in the tourism and events community. So that really gave me a good grounding to, you know, how to pitch South Australia and its different regions from a visitor perspective, and we had a lot of success there. On the other side, I've got a very strong background in commercial hospitality, like you just said. I've just had 5 years as general manager of the Mayfair Hotel and the Adapco Boutique Hotel in the city, which are, you know, fairly big operation combined. And I've also represented the Playford Hotel on North Terrace. So I've got a lot of commercial hospitality experience. I'd like to think I understand the investment return that's needed for different tourism investments. I understand the pressures that the businesses go through, from, you know, their labour and operating costs through to the competitive climate, through to, you know, curveballs like COVID, which really affect our industry.
Yeah, I bet. And I imagine, you know, as someone who believes heavily in marketing, that it's really, I mean, you've inherited a wonderful region to promote, but it's all in the messaging, isn't it, and getting that out there.
Yeah, it is. And they do, like I said before, the Adelaide Hills team do a terrific job there. Anyone who would to jump on, visit Adelaide Hills website, can see that. They can see, you know, the strength of rich media and imagery that's out there, this product that's out there, and all the great events that are happening, like the Winter Reds, for example, that's happening later this month in Adelaide Hills. So from a marketing perspective, it does very well, and it can continue to do a lot more because it is such an appealing region with its depth of product and its, you know, varied seasons and the beautiful scenery. There's a lot to excite someone from a marketing perspective.
Mm. And of course, it is an incredibly challenging time, though, isn't it? We're all having to sort of be more inward with our marketing and with what we decide to do in terms of tourism. Do you think it's going to be an interesting time in the next year or two, just sort of doing that and then looking outwards and then going global? Yeah.
Oh, I won't deny it's been a challenging time. I was part of a hotel that operated right through COVID. Having said that, I think we're, you know, very close to coming out the other side of that. That regional tourism is booming again. You know, I think people in Australia, people in South Australia, have had a chance to reevaluate what they do in their leisure time. A lot of them are really enjoying rediscovering the backyard and, you know, Adelaide Hills, its neighbouring regions in the Murraylands and the Riverlands, are all doing very well. And let's not forget, there is a crest of a wave coming, where at some point, you know, international travel will return. But when international travel returns, and it will be big when it does, let's not forget that domestic tourism has really strengthened in the last period. So, look, yes, it's been challenging, but it's also a great time of opportunity looking forward.
Yeah. Any ambitions for your next few years in the role as chair with the Adelaide Hills Tourism Board?
Oh, look, I'd like to, you know, continue the good work that they've done, and we'd like to, you know, continue to have some wins in terms of the extra capacity that's being built in the hills. We'd like to see a bit more of a focus on wellness tourism, spa, you know, healthy type tourism, relaxation, escapes, that side of things. So I think that's a really strong area we can work on. And like I said before, the capacity is building. Adelaide Hills has been a recipient of the government's Tourism Industry Development Fund. So there's a lot of projects that have been kicked off. There's a lot more in the sidelines and, you know, with more capacity. I'd like to think that I can be a part of the movement to attract, you know, more groups, more people, and more interest in hills as a whole.
Oh, that sounds excellent. And can businesses reach out to you guys, to the tourism board, or to the organisation generally with in need of support or advocacy, anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Businesses can come. I mean, you found my number pretty easily, so my number's out there. And I'm happy to take calls, as are the other board. Visit Adelaide Hills is a very good starting point, so people could jump on there. And whether it's a business that operates in tourism and hospitality or food and beverage, or whether it's somebody who's interested in investing or getting some advice, we're certainly very happy to talk to them.
Oh, great. Well, really lovely to have you on the show, and I hope it all goes well, Martin. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, John.